Greetings, friends, and we join together today on this last day of your calendar year, in a year that many are expressing dismay over what has occurred and trepidation over what is to come, and yet we offer the same advice that we have consistently throughout our relationship. It is always important to remain centered, to remain within your own self, within your own, shall we say, reality, that which you can affect, and attempt not to become too involved in those aspects of the bigger reality, that of your whole earth, that of your whole civilization. It is always important, perhaps, to remain informed over what is occurring and perhaps to assist in whatever way is possible, sending money or offering assistance in some other way. But nevertheless, when it comes down to it, your own immediate surroundings are what are going to affect your own immediate happiness, your own contentment, or otherwise. And we understand that many have suffered in this year. There has been illness, there has been death, there has been financial difficulties. And yet at the same time, we remind you that all of these things are part of the normal cycles of your world. They are all part of how you have chosen to experience life upon earth as human beings. And so the aspects of these are perhaps magnified this year. Perhaps they are thrown into a different light. And yet there might be a reason for that. It is perhaps possible that this is a learning tool, a learning experience for your whole societies, for your whole species in some way, to see whether you are able to move through something like this and emerge on the other side as better beings, as perhaps more enlightened, or perhaps kinder, or perhaps in other ways, shall we say, more experienced in how the human situation presents itself and how it will continue to, as long as this particular species, this particular set of beings in the universe continue to live in the way that they do upon the world that they inhabit. And again, we are removing ourselves somewhat from your experience as we view the situations. And we will tell you that it is not all lost. It is not all hopeless at all. We see many glimmers of hope. We see many glimmers of light and much love that is flowing. There are many of you who are giving more financially, even if you are perhaps receiving less. You are giving to others who might not have anything. There are more of you who are supporting neighbors and friends, particularly those who are elderly or otherwise having a difficult time during these situations. There are many of you who are also focusing upon yourselves, who are using the opportunity to expand spiritually, to expand yourselves in ways that will serve you in the future. And once and again, we remind all of you that your connection with the earth is vital. Your connection with the earth is what sustains you, ultimately what nourishes you and allows you to be a living being upon the earth. For once that connection is severed, there is really very little left that will provide for you the various nutritions and various different energetic supports that are required to continue living. And so again, we say, connect with your own environment, whatever it is, if it is simply a plant on your windowsill, or if it is a vast forest in which you are lucky enough to find yourself. Connect with plants, connect with animals, connect with the energies of the earth, minerals, rocks. Connect with the energies outside of the earth that bathe the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. All of those will be vital for you to grow, not only physically, but also spiritually, mentally, emotionally. It is an anchor that you have at your fingertips at all times. And so with these words, we would also look forward a little bit, look forward into what is coming. As you know, we do not like to make predictions per se. We do not like to tell you that on such and such a date, such and such will occur, for it never will. Those are all fallacies. They are all hopes that humankind has, that someone can guide them in a way into the unknown. And yet we do see energetic trends that are emerging. We do see that there is what some of you would say light at the end of the tunnel, that there is a lightness that is coming into your existence. And that lightness is as a result, mostly of many of you moving forward, many of you attempting to expand yourselves. And that is paying off in many ways in your civilization. That is part of what is the hope that you will be able to, as a species, to grow and to expand and ultimately perhaps to even leave the third dimension behind and enter a different dimensional existence. For that is the growth of many different species in your universe, in our universe. We are amongst those. We do not reside in the third dimension, but we also are on our own path of evolution, our own path of ever expanding our consciousness, of ever opening into greater and greater and more interesting experiences. And that is what we foresee for you. And it is sometimes difficult when the daily mundane issues are so pressing, or when there are certain other aspects affecting yourself, such as illness or grief or other emotionally taxing attributes that are all part of the human existence. And yet we urge you to look forward into what is coming, what is better, what is perhaps more hopeful. And that will also assist in sustaining you as you move forward into the new year. And of course, the year the point of the new year is a man-made concept, but it does coincide fairly smoothly with the winter solstice that has just occurred and with the shifting of the earth into the new season, into the new season of growth in the northern hemisphere and the season of sleep in the summer southern hemisphere. And you see, those shifts are important to mark. They are important to observe. For they are what also keeps you connected with the earth, keeps you aware of the different natural cycles. And when you become more in tune with those, when you are aware of where the moon cycles are, or where the earth cycles are, or where the seasons are, then also you can adjust your own physical bodies accordingly. You can adjust your life accordingly to be more in tune with that which is around you, to be supported by it rather than in combat with it. And all of these are different tidbits that we offer in helping you move forward. But ultimately, it is your decision. It is your choice how you wish to explore the new year, how you wish to become in the next months or the next years. That is a personal decision. And think about it. Do not simply go into automatic pilot with it, but think about what it is that you would like to achieve, how you would like to be. And that will be helpful in assisting you become the best that you can under whatever circumstances you find yourself in. And so for now, we bid you all good day.